Federal money to help low-income parents get child care has been relatively flat the past decade, even though welfare reform was supposed to increase it. Dave Eadie's with the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families. He says changes to public assistance at both the state level and under the Clinton administration were supposed to make it easier for parents to work and have a family.
The idea was that welfare as we knew it would end and families who went to work would get support. And the federal government simply has not maintained that promise.
A report by the National Women's Law Center says 17 states have waiting lists for subsidized child care. Wisconsin does not, and it hasn't had one since 1997. However, state reimbursement to child care providers has gone down. Meanwhile, co-pays for some parents has increased for those at 150% of the federal poverty level. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.